Hurricane Erin is tracking well off the coasts of New Jersey and Delaware. Still, there are quite a few alerts for the region, including a tropical storm warning, a coastal flood warning, a wind advisory, a high surf advisory, and there's a high risk of rip currents. The biggest flood threat will occur tonight at high tide along the Jersey Shore and Delaware Bay coastlines, including Cumberland and Cape May counties and Kent and Sussex counties. Across Pennsylvania, counties and human service providers are bracing for a protracted state budget standoff that's already lasted for nearly 7 weeks. It's bringing up fears of another impasse, like in 2015, which dragged on for 9 months. From the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Ian Carball says making it through meant taking out loans in some cases, and a decade later, they're still being paid back.
Until the legislator agrees to and Governor Josh Shapiro signs a budget, state payments for county-run services are effectively on hold. Some of the Commonwealth's most vulnerable residents rely on the effective programs, child welfare enforcement, senior citizen care, and county health departments. Already, some counties have been dipping into their reserves, and they're trying to come up with contingencies in the event those run dry. That can mean temporary reductions or eliminations, or borrowing against expected tax revenue. If counties or providers do turn to loans, the state likely won't help cover the interest. Some contractors already have delayed programming, frozen spending, and cut workers' pay.
That was Ian Carball reporting. With SEPTA cuts now on the horizon, the city of Philadelphia is urging people to plan their commutes in advance and use other forms of public transit starting next week. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
In a release, Mayor Sherelle Parker said she was optimistic that a state budget deal would resolve SEPTA's budget woes. SEPTA's planned 20% service reduction is set to begin Sunday, August 24th. In addition, 32 bus routes will be cut, 16 others will be shortened, and special services like the express line to Phillies games will be canceled. More reductions and fare increases could follow in the coming months. In the meantime, the city is encouraging people not to drive in Center City during rush hour and to use alternate public transportation like the Philly Flash, PACO, and NJ Transit. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Governor Phil Murphy says he plans to expand and modernize public transportation options in South Jersey. The initiative will include a shuttle bus service between Vineland and Atlantic City, expanding microtransit options in the region, and a fleet of 8 electric buses in Camden.
Camden is well ahead of the rest of the state in terms of being able to maintain and house electronic transit vehicles of any kind.
Governor Murphy says the new bus fleet will reduce greenhouse gas emissions, improve air quality, and provide residents with reliable transportation. Your forecast today, cloudy skies, still some chances of rain today, a high of 74 degrees.